Well, I don't really know. I mean, that's a hard question. You know, those things develop, and exactly where they come from, you don't know. I mean, I know that my experience with my grandfather made me different from the rest of my family in some way. My brother didn't have that experience. My grandfather didn't live with us when he was young, and by the time my grandfather did live with us, he was away at school and you know, going to school every day, and never really knew my grandfather that well. So I credit a lot of that to my grandfather in some way or another, but I don't know exactly how specifically. You know, I have memories of those years, but they're pretty vague. But I know that he instilled in me something that was different than my brother got. So I think that's where a lot of it started, at least. And certainly, you know, that experience that I described from first grade about my great-grandmother, that certainly came from those roots, I think. So I think that was part of it. And other parts of it were just knowing people throughout my growing up. We had an African-American woman who worked for my mother as a cleaning woman. When I was young, I was home, you know, hadn't started school yet. And so I got to know Lola pretty well. And Lola taught me how to vacuum, and Lola taught me how to clean things, and I would go around and follow her around the house cleaning. And I think when I was young, thought she was part of our family. And it wasn't until a little later on that I discovered that wasn't the case. I was very saddened by that, I remember. So, you know, I think there were a lot of experiences that I had that went into shaping what my attitudes became and what they are now. Certainly by high school age, I guess my family would have considered me radicalized in some way. I can often remember having open conversations at family gatherings about race, and it made people extremely uncomfortable to talk about the subject, even though they had very definite opinions and feelings about it. They didn't want to verbalize those things. They didn't want to verbalize those racist feelings that they had. But they were there, and so, bless my words, you know, never far from life itself. They were always something that underlay the surface, just a little bit.